Hare Krishna. Those of you sitting in the first row, your necks are not paining for you? I thought it is too high, huh? If you feel, if you want, you can go a little bit ahead also. So you don't have to look at me like this, huh? Today, we have awarded the study group and we all assembled here for a very important discussion on counseling system. In this particular semester, I have been traveling to different bases, meeting different devotees, and I realized that in Pune, especially in ISKCON Youth Forum, our counseling has been set rolling just like that, and many of the students were not knowing the priorities. In fact, many people were not even introduced to the system, they just became a part of the system. So, the whole purpose of today's gathering is to clearly know what is the system and where do we stand and what are we supposed to do and counselor's duty, all the things we will be clarifying in today's lecture. I would like to see the response of all the bases. How many devotees have come from Mayapur base? Please raise your hands. Okay. Thank you much. How many number are there approximately? You didn't count it, no? Okay, it must be around 25, I think. How many from Surabhi Ganj base? Okay. How many from Giri Govardhan? Thank you. How many from Shiva Sangan base? Okay, thank you. And MIT base? Thank you very much. IJF? Oh, very good. IJF devotees got intimation, okay. Most of them have come. Okay. Anybody else from Bhakti Vriksh? Attending Bhakti Vriksh programs? Okay. I think only there we have missed out, only the Bhakti Vriksh, some of the Bhakti Vriksh devotees. All the counselors, how many counselors are here? Counselors? 1, 2, 3, 4. Only 5 are there. Where are the other counselors? Sundarshan Prabhu? Yes, did you call everyone? Call all the counselors should be here. Just like, you all must have heard of Alcoholic Anonymous or Narcotic Anonymous. This kind of anonymous has started so that people having a particular habit of or addiction like drinking liquor or drug addiction, they come together and in a small group or a community they develop thick relationships with one another and they will be able to over a period of time give up such addictions. In the same way, this kind of counselor counseling meetings which we hold is an opportunity for devotees to come together and develop relationship with one another so that they can become free from material conditioning. Because the material conditioning in this world is so strong and we can never stand alone. But in a group, this is often called a support group, they call it. Support group means a group where people are all tied by a string of unity. Everyone is tied together. And in such a small group, it's very easy for people to open their heart with one another. That's why we counselor meeting and we call it a heart-to-heart conference. You can call it. Because it's a small group where people know one another, they understand one another, and they have a group leader or a counselor who can help them to manage their lives nicely. Here in Pune, we started the counseling system in 1996 in ISKCON Youth Forum. And we have been adding counselors to the list. And over a period of time, boys are also joining. And not many probably would have known what the system is and why should I join the system and all that. So I would like to read out some of the yesterday and day before yesterday, taking some reference from the system that is in Chapati, as well as from Fortunate Souls written by Ganavir Maharaj, and two, three other sources. I compiled a kind of material which will be later on circulated to all the bases. You all can see it. But we have tried our best to bring out the essential points. So the purpose of the system is here to educate and train boys between 14 years and up to the age of marriage or joining the ashram in Krishna conscious principles of brahmachari life or student life. To provide an opportunity to learn the practical aspects of the application of Krishna consciousness in one's life and learn where one fits in society, gain confidence to go ahead. That means practical application of practical aspects of Krishna consciousness. Practical aspects of the application of Krishna consciousness. Like following Vaishnava etiquette. There are four S's. Siddhant, Sadhana, Sadhacha, Seva. So these are the main things that one learns when one becomes a part of the counseling system. So he learns the practical. Siddhant is the philosophy and Sadhana is the reading and chanting and Yutta Ahara Vihara. How to have a balanced lifestyle. Sadhana, sadachar, etiquettes and behavior, lifestyle. And seva means to be engaged in service by getting directions from the counselor. To verify the progress of the growing youths in terms of sadhana, services, sleep, reading, chanting, relationships with others, etc., besides training to solve their problems that come in the way of advancement like career, settlement, etc. So for this we have the sadhana card. I believe you all know about sadhana cards, which we fill up regularly every day to know our progress. We show it to the, it's like a progress report kind of thing. We show it to the counselor to know your growth. So in counseling, the counselees who come together in a group like that, sometimes the counselor asks whether they have any problems. Sometimes they may not have any problem at all. They may be jolly, very happily situated. Or sometimes it's likely that they have some problems but they are unable to open up in a group. But they may open up in a very personal way, privately. Or sometimes the counselor has not yet sufficiently developed confidence in the counselor to open up the heart. So they may be like blocked, when you have some inhibition. Then the counselor will have to give a boost and, you know, increase his confidence so that he can open up. And in some cases they may have physical difficulties, like they may have problem of rest, problem of sleep, problem of bad health. Such problems may be there. Or sometimes there may be problems of obligation outside ISKCON. There is obligation to mother and father, obligation to relatives and friends, demands made by people who are not devotees. So because of which there may be morose, and they may open their heart to the counselor, and in this way the problem may be solved. Sometimes they may have some psychological problems. It's likely that they may have some mental problems or psychological disorders or problems. That is also likely. Sometimes there may be interpersonal clashes, clashes with other devotees, because of which a devotee is unable to progress. So they may open up to the counselor. So all these things come in this category. Or sometimes they may have problem with their services that are allotted to them. So in this way, the counselor opens up all these things to the counselor and gets clarification. To allocate services, organizing major events, communication of important decisions or policies, and keep touch even if one is placed out of station. That is also one of the purposes. Like if we want to pass the information that, now we will call all the counselees for a meeting. So we have to just tell 10 or 15 counselors, and then they will convey to the counselees. Now the book marathon is going to be there. So we make announcement to all the counselors that they have to do this, this, this. So just make announcement to the counselors, and just like a tree diagram. It just flows down the line very easily. It can be passed. That's the whole idea. To provide a formal framework within which personal care and attention can be extended to all devotees, so as to make them feel loved, wanted, and a part of a wonderful spiritual family. Because see, Prabhupada also said about this. He said in those days, sometimes you hear how Durvasamani traveled with 60,000 disciples. Did he give personal time to every one of them? Do you think it's possible? 60,000 disciples for him to know each and everyone's psychology and guide them, solve all their problems. You can imagine how difficult it must have been. The Prabhupada says this is a traditional system where one guru takes care of 10 disciples and raises them by training them, and 10 disciples take care of 10 each. In this way, 100 disciples are taken care. In this way, ultimately, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of disciples can be taken care of by one person. In the same way, in our system also, like I am guided by the GDCs of Pune, and I guide the counselors. We have some 12 or 15 counselors here, and we take regular meetings. We take the counselors board meeting, where we all come together, like once a month, twice a month, and we discuss out the issues in the meeting. We make policies. And we also discuss topics which will reinforce us in our spiritual lives. It will nourish us in our own spiritual lives also. And we also discuss about worldwide ISKCON, and we can learn good things from other places. So in this way, the board of counselors is a body which are assembled together once in a month. And I have been doing this. It was never written on paper, but we have been doing it for several years, all the counselors meeting together. And then there are also topics discussed which will be later more elaborately expanded and discussed by the counselors in the counseling meetings later on. In this way, when the all the seniors, leaders, when they practice spiritual life nicely, then they take care of individual counselors. Now every one of you assembled here today, I am sure you can relate at least with one or two devotees in either Pune or temple brahmacharis. If you didn't have one, probably you would not have survived. It's impossible for you to survive. If you deeply think in your own spiritual life, you have spent some 1 or 2 or 3 years like that. But if you say, look back, you will see that there was some devotee to whom you can go and you could tell your problems, to whom you could go and share your joys and sorrows, and you could sometimes take guidance from them. And whenever you are bewildered or disillusioned, they clarified the situation and, you know, set your mind in proper situation. They did that, and that's why you are continuing. Is there anyone here who can confidently say that I have at least 1 or 2 devotees in the society with whom I can confide, and in this way I can get guidance? Yes? Almost 80-90%, okay. Thank you. How many of you feel that I don't have even one also? And I am left stranded, not knowing what am I doing. Oh, thank you for your honesty. He's a new devotee, I think. What's your name? Jitanshu. Okay. You are not a giant counseling system? Huh? Isn't he a giant, yeah. So, there may be, now you can see that you have been getting some care, attention, from somebody because of which you are continuing in your spiritual life. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Imagine that you have to just join a society and just go on rendering service and nobody even turns to you. Nobody even asks what you are doing. And you have tremendous problems and there is no one to hear. Like sometimes you go to the government office, all the chairs are empty there. Any chair you go is empty. Similarly, if you don't have anybody above you to ask what you are doing and to guide you what to do, they don't clarify anything, you'll just be bewildered. That's why we need systems in place to help us and guide us. So, I may not be able to give time to everyone, but I'm giving time to the counselors. Many counselors, they sometimes discuss 4 hours with me, or 5 hours with me. But sometimes I see very, very new person coming to me and saying that I would like to discuss some philosophy about you. I have some arguments about soul and body. Then I tell them, don't come to me. You better go to some, you know, go to IVF office, you can get it clarified. Because if you make systems like this, one devotee taking care of a handful of devotees, it's very easy to function. And in this way, everyone will feel cared, loved and protected, and they can feel that warmth by living in the community. That is the purpose. To foster warm personal relationships and the spirit of love and trust amongst devotees based on Krishna conscious principles. This is actually the ultimate goal of counseling system. counseling system is not just an educative system where you learn, come together, you learn shlokas, you memorize shlokas together, or you memorize some Vaishnava songs, or you learn some information or theory, and then you go back. In fact, we have done such meetings also in the past. We have been doing. In fact, counseling meeting when you begin, that's how it should be. It should be educative in the beginning. Because the people are not yet mature to open up their hearts with one another. So you begin in an educative way, but as it goes on, after 6 months, 1 year, when the group becomes mature, then it is expected that people are able to open their hearts and share their hearts and in a more open way, learn things from practical experiences. The counselor also, as he matures up, will give his realizations in Krishna consciousness. He will take the concepts from the Prabhupada's books, but he will be able to give day-to-day examples in his society or in everyday life and in Prabhupada's lives, in the Acharya's lives, in the Goswami's lives, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lives, and in our parampara. He will be able to cite many examples and also tell examples even in day-to-day situation within IYF. What are we doing and what should we be doing? All those things that are expected of a counselor. And eventually it will happen as we, as the system matures up. And in this way, we will see that the counselor-counselor relationships will become thicker and thicker as the time passes. Of course, we have a change of counselor, but in the long run, if one is able to maintain the same counselor, we will see that the relationships grow very thick between counselor and the counselees as well as amongst the counselees. And who is eligible to join the counseling system? Any unmarried student who is a part of IYF, IJYF or Bhakti Viksha program can join the counseling system, provided these are the conditions. They should be under the supervision of one of the counselors for a period of 6 months or more. This is the first condition. Somebody should be at least coming for 6 months and they should be observed by one of the counselors. And they should be chanting 8 rounds of Hare Krishna every day. 8 rounds or more. And is planning to become more and more dedicated in the time to come. Please note a very important point. It's not compulsory for even a 16-round devotee to choose to become a counselee. He can join the system whenever he feels comfortable to join. Recently, when I was visiting various bases, I came to know that some of the counselees, they have a counselor, but they are not attending the meetings at all. They are just skipping the counselor meetings. So I became curious to know, how are you not attending the meetings? How are you missing the meetings? Because in my experience, in our days when I was attending Devamrita's program, we would be hankering to have even a fraction of a second of his association. Whenever, sometimes after the program you would stay for half an hour, 1 hour. It was almost like a counselor meeting. The important devotees would come, senior devotees would come, and sit with us and have talks with us very casually, casual talks. He will tell about his personal life and everything. So we would derive so much joy by being with the senior, sitting with them and hearing and associating and sometimes even traveling to the temple. So in this way, the counselor system provides an opportunity for an individual to have the association of a senior from whom one derives inspiration. How do you choose a counselor? He is the one who gives the inspiration. So when he holds a meeting, then how can a person not come for the meeting? I was very surprised that somebody has taken the counseling system, but they are not coming at all. They are missing the counseling system. So that's why we have mentioned here that even if you are a 16-rounder, it is not compulsory for you. You don't have to join the system. If you feel that, you know, it's boring, and I don't like the meetings, and I don't want to, you know, I have no time with all these things, let me not join. Let me join after 2-3 years, whenever I become serious in Krishna consciousness, that time I will join. So you can join whenever you want. The choice is yours. It is to be noted that such students, that means whoever doesn't join the system, their names will be taken into account in occasions like sending devotees for initiation, going for yatras, special programs, etc. only after one becomes a part of the system. Once, His Holiness Raghunath Swami, in one of the meetings, he said, people are asking, what if a person does not join the counseling system? So he said frankly that, I cannot initiate him, he said. I cannot initiate one who is not a part of the system. Because no one can say that none of the people in the counselor board, he is inspiring me. I don't derive inspiration from anybody. Because there was one boy in 1995 when I was preaching, I don't want to mention the name. He used to come with Premis Prabhu and Krishna Kishore Prabhu. And he was the third one in the same project. He used to come. So he would say that, I will come to your temple only when a pure devotee comes. And then sometimes he will phone you up and ask, have any pure devotees come to your temple? No. Any pure devotee? No. So he had the pure devotee problem. And he must have come about 4 or 5 times. That was the end. And now he is gone now. Similarly, some people, they are frustrated people. They have a frustrated childhood or frustrated background, due to which they find fault with everyone. They will say this counselor is at fault, that counselor is this fault. Of course, we can agree, we can understand that none of us are pure devotees. It will take a long time to become pure devotees. It's going to take a long time. But a counselor is a sincere soul, we will be reading the qualification of counselor also. That time we will come to see. What is the qualification of a counselor? So he is not a pure devotee, but he is sincerely trying to follow the sadhana standards. He is very exemplary. He is very strict in his standards. And he is purely trying to execute Krishna consciousness. So, if one says that, Prabhuji, you know, I like to hear Western music, you know, I like to go to the party of my friends, and I want to keep a distance from Hare Krishna devotees, you know. I am chanting 15 rounds, you see, but please don't disturb me too much. I will come for maybe one program a week, you know, don't call me for IVF meeting, this meeting, that meeting and all. You can be like that. You are allowed to, please remember that. It's not that you are forced to join the counseling system. So this is what a 16th rounder I said. On the other hand, if there is an 8th rounder, he is also allowed to join the counseling system. 8 rounds plus, they can join. So there are Bhakti Vriksha counselors, there are also IYF students counselors, BTG counselors, and there are also Brahmachari counselors. So we have different counselor list that is already put up. So one should accept a counselor like this and be guided. He should be convinced of the Krishna conscious philosophy. One can be aspiring from any of the gurus of ISKCON in good standing to join the system. And the candidate should also be eager to receive more guidance with respect to Vaishnava education and lifestyle, become more committed to the mission by accepting services for Krishna. He is eager to become part of the family of Vaishnavas by learning to mold his lifestyle according to ISKCON teachings for ultimate purification. His ultimate goal is to become a pure, unalloyed devotee of Shri Radha and Krishna. He is anxious for the association of those who can lead him to that goal. Such people can join the counseling system. So actually this point is re-emphasized in various ways. To put it in simple terms, we should be wanting to become dedicated to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. And we should be chanting 8 plus rounds to join this counseling system. Students who are detected to have joined the system with ulterior motives like acquiring a job, getting married, or getting some debt or loan, etc., without properly practicing Krishna conscious lifestyle, will be suspended in due course of time from the system. We should remember that this is a spiritual counseling system and is meant for helping sincere souls to advance in the path of Krishna consciousness. One Matsyavatar Prabhu, He was telling that sometimes people join the counseling system because they get many benefits. So there are many committees that help you to get a job, that help you to get married to a good girl. Like one boy came to the temple and he said, I heard that you have some counseling system and you get people married, you know. I want a devotee girl from your temple. But he himself is not a devotee. He's not even chanting one round. He is living somewhere in Gulf. He heard that ISKCON are good people, and he wanted to marry a girl. I said, first you start chanting first. You chant Hare Krishna and you come to the system. So we are not people who are organizing marriages or offering jobs or offering loans to ordinary people. But we do that for dedicated, sincere devotees who have been a part of counseling system for 1 year or more. For them we do. Like if a boy has been a counselee for 6 months or 1 year, we become very concerned that he has to get a good job. He has to get a good match. To get married, he has to get a proper house and a proper place. We are worried about all these things. Why? Because he is trying to sincerely dedicate his life to Krishna in whatever way, by rendering services by accepting a devotional grihastashram and living and rendering services. So because he is painstakingly trying to serve Krishna in that way, so we also ready to take his burden as our own burden to help him get settled in life properly. Otherwise if somebody says, I will work hard, I will be just a karmi, I will not chant also, and I will break all four related principles, and I want support from you, please help me. Like there was one boy who used to come to my program only to ask me about finite element modeling, because I had done a project on finite element modeling. So he will come, he will attend once in a while program, once in 2-3 months he will come for the program, and then he will catch me after the program and come to me and say, sir, I have some doubts on this FEM, you know, finite element modeling. So I said, you know, this equation, this derivation and everything. I told him, do you know, what color dress I am wearing now? So now I am a sadhu. No, I am not supposed to be teaching you finite element modeling. Now you are modeling people into devotees now. We are not in karmi field. People forget sometimes. They come with some ulterior motives, which is not appreciated. But the devotees, yes. If somebody is already part of the counseling system and has been sincerely practicing Krishna consciousness, even without his begging or his asking, we will call him and offer him a job, offer him a proper match, help him get a proper house, help him with all facilities. So first comes Krishna. You put a one first and then come all the zeros. Similarly, all the help comes after one agrees to become a devotee. If one says, I don't want to be devotee, then such help cannot be expected also. Students joining the counselor system but do not keep up to the spiritual standards but pay occasional visits to counselor meetings or to devotees cannot claim to be part of the system. I found that many devotees were fond of telling, so-and-so is my counselor, but I never hear that they attend the meetings. No. They never come. They say, that day Prabhuji, I went to book my ticket, you know. Oh Prabhuji, that day I had gone to my LG's house. Oh, that day Prabhuji, I was so tired, you know. Saturday night only went back to my room. And Sunday morning I slept till 12 o'clock. So there are many students who do like that. They skip the counselor meetings very conveniently, thinking that it is not so important. They think it is as if it's a last priority thing. So such people cannot claim to be counselees. They will be suspended from the system. So there is a percentage, attendance has to be 75% minimum. And for the balance 25% also, if somebody doesn't come, they have to submit a letter. Why they could not come? They have to submit a letter to the counselor. So how does the counseling system work? The counselors meet with the resident counselors once in a fortnight on Sunday mornings. Most of the counselors meet Sunday morning. Bhakti Viksha people are not meeting Sunday morning, they have different times. IJV also have a different time. And besides the meetings, the counselors maintain a personal touch with the counselees to ensure their welfare. Personal touch. So all of you as counselees, you have the right to request your counselor to spend some time with you on a personal level for giving you personal guidance. You can ask guidance regarding anything that you want to ask. The counselor is supposed to be like a mother and a father and a relative and a friend. A counselor precisely is called as a philosopher who can philosophically help you perceive the truth. Like when you are bewildered, you know, when clouds of bewilderment cover our eyes, counselor can remove that veil by giving you a philosophical understanding from life of Prabhupada, from life of Acharyas and Vaishnavas, from other senior devotees' lives. He can give you philosophy. Similarly, he is a very good friend also. Why he is called as a friend? Because it's not that he is sitting in a, just like I'm sitting in a Vyasasana and giving a lecture. Your counselor doesn't look from the clouds, looks down upon you and says, you are a sinful wretch, you correct yourself. A counselor doesn't do like that. Counselor actually comes down and he behaves with the counselor like an equal. He tells him, oh, you are facing the problem, come, let's both tackle the problem in this way. That means he looks at the problem along with the counselee and helps him to solve that problem. That is actually the counselor. That's why he's called as a friend. And you can confide with him very easily without any fear. Because he will never break your confidence. If you tell him, don't tell this to anybody, he will never tell anybody. He will keep the confidence. And he's also called as a guide. Because he can mold your life so that you can become better and better in Krishna consciousness. Just like a diamond which is very crude and, you know, blackish in the beginning. Somebody takes a diamond and they make it proper. and they can make it shining. That's your quality of diamond will come out. Similarly, a counselor can mold his counselee's life in such a way that a crude, rough, materialistic person can turn into a beautiful flower like Vaishnava. That's the duty of a counselor, to convert him into a wonderful counselee. I've seen many people, when they came to the temple, they would be coming with, you know, jeans and t-shirt and disheveled hair, and jumping in the dancing. Sometimes you see them in the summer camp and all when they come. I would be offering obeisances and they would just offer the right ahead of me and kicking on my head. Sometimes they consider the kicking like a kicking of a child. Because they are very new boys, very very new, very crude. They see everyone and they repeat the same thing what others do. They are very crude in the beginning. But then when you put them in the counseling system and then you find after a year or two, they wear dhoti kurta with tilak and very little hair in the head with kantimala and with all decorated with all Vaishnava tickets. So, the glory goes to the counselor, how he has trained his people in a nice way. So, if you find that a counselor is whimsical and not properly behaved, then we immediately want to know who is his counselor? Why is he behaving like this? So, of course, it's the duty of the counselor to train the counselee very nicely. And the counselee can also open up to the counselor and tell all his problems and seek personal time. The Board of Counselors and Assistant Counselors, headed by Radhesham Das, Director, this meets once a month and discusses the issues of importance. This is an important policy-making body for youth pitching. From time to time, according to the need, the Board of Counselors recommends names of new candidates for post of counselor or assistant counselor. So we may add up new names. You must have seen some more names were added, like Akinchan Prabhu, Balaban Prabhu, some new names were added. So these names are added time to time as people become qualified, and this decision is made jointly by the Board of Counselors. The counselors, assistant counselors, and the base leaders, acting manager, preacher, branch manager, or coordinator, all jointly make the final decisions about the future plans and policies of IYF, IGYF, and Bhakti Vriksh, and DPS, and everything. That means this is actually the overall managerial board, and the counselors' board is a subset of this managerial board. So, ultimate decisions in IBF are made by this joint. We call it as a BLM, we call it Base Leaders Meet. The assistant counselors, how are they different from the counselors? They hold also their own meetings, but they will consult their counselor for crucial issues, for expert advice, for issues that are difficult to solve on their own. Like they made Acharya Ratnapu, one of the most recent counselors, assistant counselors. Although he is very young, he has shown his dedication. So we added such devotees also. So they can take meetings, but for important issues they have to consult their own counselors. So how do I choose my counselor? One may have this question. So all of you were told to choose a counselor. I don't know what was the basis on which you chose, I don't know. But here are some criteria. Any student fulfilling the eligibility criteria, which was told earlier, to join counselor system, can, according to his own choice, familiarity, liking, and acquaintance, choose one of the following counselors or assistant counselors. It is to be remembered that it is a two-way process. The counselee chooses the counselor, and the counselor has the freedom to accept the counselee or not. I believe all of you are aware of this, that you may give choice of a counselor, but the counselor may be already overflooded with people. He may not be able to take you. So then you will be given the second choice or the third choice as your counselor like that. The counselor can take as many counselors as he can, depending on whether he feels he will be able to take up the task of guiding and caring for all his counselees. So this is a note for the counselors. They can take 15 or 20 or 25, 30, whatever they want. But only criteria is that they should be able to guide them. There should not be any complaint that the counselees are saying that, there are no meetings going on, Prabhuji, 3 months, no meetings. And whenever I go to meeting personally, he is absconding or is missing, is not available. It shouldn't happen like that. So the duty of the counselor to see that he is able to take care and give guidance, both on a one-to-one basis as well as conduct the counselor meetings. Only that many students they should take. So somebody was coming and asking me, Prabhuji, I have got 15 now, can I take 5 more? So I told them this only, that you only have to decide. Because all counselees don't need your personal time always. Because some of them may visit you for a personal discussion once in 3 months or once in 5 months or at the time of passing. But there may be some counselor who may want to meet you every week and sit with you 10 minutes like that. The students are requested to write 5 choices and the final list is put up after the counselors gather in a meeting to finalize the names of the students they have chosen. So how we do this process? You all will, like you all gave the names, 5 names, and then all the counselors come together and they decide the choice. Anyway, here is a chart of the counselors which was already put up before. You all have already made a choice and you accepted counselors. But those of you who haven't accepted it, you can see the list and you can accept. Students can choose the above counselors or assistant counselors up to the point of marriage. After marriage, they have to choose congregation counselors. More guidance regarding this can be obtained from His Grace Krishna Kishore Prabhu. Is here? Okay. So earlier we saw in IYS that as soon as we knew that somebody has decided his ashram, so you are going to marry or going to become brahmachari, whatever. Somebody says, and I am going to marry. Immediately we would shift them to congregation counselor meetings. And even when they were 21, or 20 or 21 like that. So those boys are like finding like a big misfit. Because when they went to congregation counselor meetings, some of the boys had a problem that, there were equal number of Matajis or probably more. Or Matajis, Prabhujis. So they were feeling a little uneasy. Because they are used to attending youth meetings only with boys. So they are feeling a sort of awkwardness. And some of them are feeling an age gap difference. Then we put them with Krishna Shapu for some time. And some of them are saying that, Prabhuji, we are feeling that we are deprived of the Brahmacharis Association completely. Can we be with Gaurasundara Prabhu or other devotees like that? They were asking. So after long experience, this is our realization that if the boys continue to be in the counselor meetings with Brahmacharis as they have been, even after they decide to be grihasthas, till the age of 24 or 25, like that. At a point of time when they actively pursue the marriage matching and items like that, at that time probably they can switch over and they can join Krishna Kishore Prabhu's meeting that time, maybe after 25. I completely leave the choice to all of you. Whenever you feel you want to change from brahmachari counselor to a grihastha counselor, you have the freedom to choose. Even when you are 22 or 23 or 24. But you should be comfortable. Earlier it was like a system. We used to tell people that you have to now you are going to marry, so you have to join grihastha counselors. We used to make like that. But I feel that we can allow them to continue as long as they want. Some boys want to be a part of the system even till 26, 27. Till the point of marriage. And then after marriage, then they will join along with husband and wife. They will be going for the grihastha counselor meetings. Like that. Krishna Shapu is agreeable, is alright? Any corrections? Yes. Yeah. So, I have called all the counselors also here. If any of the counselors feel that what I am reading has any discrepancy, right here, then and there you can correct me. It's not considered a sign of rebellion because if you correct it immediately, we can, because there was not even time to discuss amongst ourselves. This was made in hurriedly and I went to Karla today and we came back and immediately we came for the meeting. So if any of you want to make any amendments, there is a mic available there, you can speak in the mic also. Till now, whatever I said, anybody wants to say anything? Any of you? Any counselors? Yeah. Yes, Advaita Prabhu, give it Advaita Prabhu, please.
I had a talk with Jayadev Prabhu regarding this. So he was telling that if some boy wants to marry, then we have to know him personally. So he has to be in the counselor system, congregation counselor system. So the marriage board, they know the person, who is he, what he is doing, everything. And then they can help him to get married. So this was the point he was telling me.
Oh, Krishna Shapur, you can say something on this? Give it to Krishna Shapur. Actually, I was planning to call all the counselors here, only there are no chairs. If you can arrange chairs, they can sit here. All of the counselors can come here. So, if you can arrange a chair for them. Because when they talk, others can also see them.
Yeah, in one sense, what he says is correct.
We have further chairs, and you can put bench also.
mean, the point which he raised is valid certainly, that they need to know their people. But what I feel is that, I mean, like you were telling that, you know, just when actually their marriage thing starts, that time they can join. I would feel maybe if they can come 2 years before that, that will be good. That means if a, you know, if a boy wants to get married at about 27, at about 24 or 25, he can be part of the Grihastha counseling system. So he becomes more comfortable and even everybody knows him, etc. But he need not come at 21 because 7 years he need not sit there.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's clear now for everyone? The point is clear. I ask the mic to go.
Even in the last 2 years, as Krishna Kashyapa was saying, he should attend the Grihastha counselor meeting. If he still wants, he can be allowed to attend even the Brahmacharya meeting also. Maybe he can attend both if he has time and if he is
That's also a good idea. Because some of them feel that they can learn many nice things when they come for Brahmacharya meetings also. That's a brilliant idea. Because some of them insist on attending these meetings, they can attend both, isn't it? By going to Grihastha meetings, they will also become familiar with the Grihastha counselor also. And they can come to Brahmacharya meeting also, yeah.
Grihastha meeting can be compulsory for them,
yes.
But if they aspire to attend the Brahmacharya meeting also,
it can be optional.
It can be optional.
Yes. So we can make, we'll make change like that accordingly. That's a good idea. Anybody else wants to say anything? Any other counselor? Otherwise we all can sit down only. Huh? We will have enough place for everyone to sit. We have one more bench coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah. Yes, you all can come, please. All counselors. Huh? Should I read the names? Because they are made additional. Change of counselor. There is a facility available for a counselee to change his or her counselor if desired. This may be due to various reasons. Inability to open up to a particular counselor, or more familiar with another counselor due to language, Marathi, somebody wants to speak in Marathi or Hindi to express their problems more nicely. Difficulty in meeting timings. Actually, meeting time is ideally supposed to be Sunday morning. And the time that is fixed. But sometimes there may be problem in that, so some counselors sometimes is not holding in that time, they are holding in another other times. Preferably all counselors should hold it at that time, the morning, Sunday morning, immediately after the Bhagavatam class. Actually, I already announced to all of you, His Holiness Gopakrishna Maharaj will come to Pune. So he was telling that many of the congregation devotees were requesting him that the morning 10:30, 12:30 timing of Sunday feast is not such a good time. Because many Matajis have many things to do at home, they are unable to come and all. So now the timing is going to be changed to 12:30 to 2:45. So 12:30 will be Gaura Arati and 1 o'clock Narasingha Arati, 1:05 the class will start and it will go till 2:35 and 5 minutes announcement, so 2:40 it will get over. And then there will be lunch prasad at 2:40. So now the Bhagavatam class is going to be there Sunday morning, as usual. So it will be like we used to have Bhagavatam class. So Bhagavatam class will be between 8:15 to 9:15 or something like that, about 1 hour. So your counselor meeting can be immediately after the Bhagavatam class. I mean, after the prasad, that means 10 to 11. Just give place, ma'am. You'll get more, some more charge you can get monthly with the Prabhu. Yeah. We have some new introduction. We have Parthamitra Prabhu who is teaching in ITI. Avund, isn't it? Avund is teaching. And we have Acharya Ratna Prabhu. Krishnakshya Prabhu hasn't come. Krishnakshya Prabhu? Yes, yes. You are the whole and soul representative of Grihastha Ashram in IVF. Again, in Akkam. Actually, there are many others also, like Jagavalva Tulasi Prabhu and all, who will be eventually made counselors as soon as they are able to stabilize in their job and family and everything. There are a series of another dozen people in the list which we haven't included here. We'll be including them as soon as they voluntarily come forward and they are able to take up responsibility. Now, actually we have found out in the recent past. We have found that this period, you know, after you pass out from the college, you know, getting a job, getting the marriage fixed, getting a house, you know, and properly settling in married life, you know, all these things take about 4 years or so. It takes almost 3 to 4 years, which is a very crucial period, period of great tribulation. So, we are hoping that in IYF many more grihasthas will come. Mukulanpur's marriage is coming shortly. It's going to be in December. Then eventually there is a series of 6 to 8 devotees getting married, and once they settle properly, then you'll have many more grihastha counselors also. So, how is the counselor nominated? So these are the qualifications of counselor. All of you can hear attentively, because many of you can also take up this responsibility of a counselor in future, as you grow in your Krishna consciousness. If that comes here, where will they put it? Acharya Ratna Prabhu hasn't come, I think. Sankirtanand Prabhu, Ramanand Prabhu has come. Radha Madhav Prabhu is teaching Pune University. Radha Madhav Prabhu.
They may not be knowing, I think.
Sundaravar Prabhu, Kashyan Konsta. Is there? Sundar Prabhu is there? Acharya Ratna Prabhu. You can put straight, I think. That can be. This has been arranged there. So I am reading the counselor's qualifications now. The overlapping part you don't have to sit here.
Move it here. Inside. Here nobody will sit here. No, you move it inside. Although nobody will sit here. All engineers. This is your creativity.
Teaching to youth within ISKCON for at least 2 years and has gained hands-on experience. He should have good foundation in the concepts of Krishna conscious philosophy. In other words, he should have conducted one-time programs, succession programs, guided a group of youths personally by friendly talks after the program, has been an acting manager in a base for a year, and can conduct programs at YBF and YSJ level. So I have written YBF and YSJ level because they need not have taken YBF or YSJ, but at least that level program they must have conducted. These are eligibility requirements for IYF counselors, and in the case of Bhakti Vriksha counselors and others, they are all chosen based on the board, seeing their maturity of understanding of philosophy. And he has been chanting 16 rounds and practicing 4 related principles for a period of 3 years or more. They should be at least first initiated. They should be first initiation at least. Should have the maturity to give a balanced counsel based on Krishna conscious principles according to time, place, circumstance. Should not be prone to taking to extreme and controversial positions on issues. That is why these counselors are already being trained. We have made a list of, here if you see, these topics for student brahmachari counseling, there are totally 170 topics in this. We have covered almost, I think, maybe 30 topics in this. So these 170 topics, they have got subheadings, sadachar or proper behavior. Like for example, how to be ideal student or a brahmachari. How to balance economic and social responsibilities with spiritual vows. How to tackle the culture shock of changing from BTG to married life. So all these topics are coming in. So you can, and knowledge about our own society. What is Harinam Diksha? What is Brahman Diksha? Prabhupada and GBC, and the first 30 years of ISKCON, all that is under knowledge about our society. And there is general knowledge also, topics like good habits for good health, basics of Ayurveda, importance of cultivating values, saving Krishna's energy, following the laws of the state and things like that. Then we have topics preparing oneself for a better future. So here we have balancing self-study and preaching, a positive attitude, tolerance, self-control and such topics. Then we have a very long list of topics on proper and improper attitudes or behavior in the life of a growing devotee. Like for example, self-esteem and inferiority complex, peacefulness and dissatisfaction, sentimentalism and speculation, and loyalty and disloyalty to Guru Parampara. And like that there are practically 80 topics or something like that. Many, many topics in that. Then we have dealings in different situations. Practically 20 dealings are there in this. Dealings with deities, dealing with inmates and equals, dealing with brahmacharis, dealing with old and new guests, dealing with juniors, seniors, equals, sannyasis, guru, godbrothers, opposite sex, elders and all kinds of things, with karmis, so all those things and dealings. Then we have values for a principle-centered life, like gratitude, dedication, politeness, simplicity, honesty and all that. And lastly, we have useful skills for a growing devotee, like skills like presentation skills, communication skills, crisis management, on driving vehicles, and what is leadership, time management, conflict resolution and all that. So totally we have 140 topics in this, and we have been doing these topics in our brahmachari classes also, and all these counselors have attended these meetings. Probably must have done about 30 or 35 in this, and we will be doing these things gradually in our future classes for these counselors. And in fact, the counselors will also add their own realization more to what they learn, and they will make it even more sweeter and palatable and understandable when they teach in the counselor meetings. And all these topics are going to be covered in the counselor meetings. Can you imagine 170 topics? How many years do you think will it take to finish this? Almost 7 years. So, I don't know, they are already doing now. Some of the topics they must have done also before. Although it may take many years, but we are planning to gradually give this, these kind of topics. So based on the understanding of these topics, we will be able to give a mature and balanced counsel according to time, place, circumstance. So we won't take extreme controversial positions on issues, but we give a balanced counsel. So we are also talking of policies that we should follow in our IVF. Because we are facing situations like, for example, one of you goes to LG's house, local guardian, and they are telling you to eat in their house. So should we eat or not? So we want to clarify these policies very clearly, written down policies which will be handed over through the counselor meetings. So that there will be no confusion. Sometimes counselors get bewildered. Like one boy from another city, he called me and asked me, probably my company people are asking me to take a mobile, can I take? Because I thought it sends gratification, So I said, the company is giving a mobile, why can't you take it? And you have to use it. So people have such questions. So those things will be clarified in the counselor meetings. And the counselor should be willing to extend himself to help others. In other words, he should have a spirit of sacrifice. Should be compassionate and have genuine concern for the welfare of the counselees. Should be a good listener. So we are trying to learn, including myself, I am also trying to learn how to do active listening. Recently we went to seminars and we are trying to learn how to listen to the problems of people so that we can help them properly. It is not just hearing. Hearing is much different from listening. Listening means giving one's heart, looking at the eyes and giving one's ears and giving one's time and patiently understanding the problem and helping a person to find his own solutions. So that's called active listening. Should be a mature, sober and stable individual. So we should be stable in spiritual life, not that today they are serious, tomorrow they are blooped, again they come back. Again sometimes they are agitated in mind. So they should be stable, mature and sober. So externally their behavior also is very important. They should demonstrate a good standard of sadhana, etiquette or behavior, service and commitment to the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Should be properly situated in his own ashram. So based on all these things, we have chosen the existing counselors, and we will also be adding more counselors in future also to this list. Both in the Brahmachari counselors, just like we have more saffrons here, because we began with Brahmachari counselors in the past, and I expect that probably in another 4 to 5 years, the Grahastha counselors will exceed the number of Brahmachari counselors. It's very likely, because generally it's expected in our society that 90% of the people will get married, 90-95% of the people. So in our IYF, many of the early students, they joined the ashram, because of which we have more Brahmachari counselors now. But we hope that in future there will be many more Grahastha devotees also who will become very mature leaders within IYF, and they'll be able to give counsel to many of the boys. In fact, there will be a great boon for IYF, because IYF boys have been always taking training under young Brahmacharis of their age, you know, similar age group. So there was a big problem for them in shifting from Brahmachari type of training to, you know, congregation devotees, counselors who are little elderly in age. They were having little difficulty. Age gap was there, and also culture gap also, because we have different type of culture in IYF, and they had some difficulty. But in future we hope that within IYF we have many many student counselors who are also grahasthas. Then it will be very nice for everyone to get counsel. Responsibility of counsel. So these are the qualifications of counselor nominated. Anybody feels I have to add anything to this or subtract anything? Any of you can also say. Where is the mic? Any of you felt this, if there is any qualification that is too high a demand now of what I said? Because I have added many things, whatever I felt should be added. Yeah, all right, no? Yeah. Responsibility of counselors. So somebody can read this? Yes, then. Responsibility of counselor.
A counselor is a friend and guide in Krishna consciousness. He is a servant of the counselees on behalf of the spiritual master. The counselor is
a servant of the counselee, you know. So in companies also, they nowadays use the term servant leader. It's the most modern trend, calling the leader a servant leader.
The counselor is like a spiritual elder brother and must take personal care of all the devotees in the group. Counselor should inspire and encourage their counselees in Krishna consciousness and monitor their progress, both by conducting fortnightly meetings and by personal meetings. In this respect, the counselor should take only as many candidates as he is confident of guiding and managing. He should not overload himself with too many counselees and pay no attention to their lives. Counselors are expected to provide Krishna conscious training to their counselees. The counselor's glory will be seen by the good behavior of the counselee. The behavior of a trained Krishna conscious youth is pleasing to the eyes of everyone. Untrained counselees come in kurta pant, talk prajalpa, dance in athletic way to break others' bones, think of only themselves first in eating or sleeping, etc. It is the duty of the counselor to train the counselee and transform him from a crude state to a flower-like devotee. While friendship between counselees within each counselee group is useful and welcome, they should seek spiritual relationship outside their own counselee groups also.
This is one thing that could be expected. In the early stages we found, in the early days when we had started the counselor system just then, we found that within a group there was good cohesion between the counselees, but it was a group forming and they were not mixing so much with other people. So we have this kind of gatherings where we get to meet everyone, like you all come on Saturday during prasadam, we get to meet other devotees also. So the counselor group shouldn't become a secluded group which has no connection with other people. So just like there has to be cohesion internally, there also should be mixing with other people of other counselor. Yeah.
It is the duty of the counselor to encourage his counselees to associate with and integrate into the IYF student congregation at large.
counselors have to look into the overall welfare of the counselees. At the same time, the counselors must not go too much in the counseling, in their counselees' personal lives, such that they may be perceived to be threatening or controlling or manipulating or forcing.
Yeah. So sometimes what happens, the counselee may seek an advice from the counselor, what should I do in this respect, especially they seek guidance regarding career or regarding making a decision in life. So generally the counselors give a qualitative advice and try to help the counselee arrive at his own solution based on the different choices that he has. But sometimes in the past we have experienced that the counselors gave a decision to the counselee and the counselee started blaming the counselor. He ruined my life. He spoiled my life. Like one person was telling that my counselor told me that he became brahmachari in the ashram, because of which I didn't write gate exam. Later on, when I passed out, I didn't get any job and I was struggling and all. So one person was blaming like that. But later on, when I studied the whole situation, I understood that this boy was asking his counselor, how can one join the brahmachari ashram? What is the procedure? Then the counselor started explaining to him, this is the procedure. Then you have to pass out and you have to take up a job for some time. Then he told him that, okay, if you plan to join the ashram, then why do you have to go to M.Tech? You know, better you finish your B, take up a job 2-3 years, finish your commitments to parents, and then you can join the ashram if you are very keen. So later on he completely twisted the whole thing, and said that my counselor forced me to become brahmacharya. So in this way, it's very important that the counselees also should understand that when you seek a guidance from the counselor can only give you qualitative advice. Ultimately, you have to own the responsibility of the choice that you make. Don't dump the whole thing on the counselor and say that he has ruined my life or spoiled my life. So counselor is always trying his best to help you in whatever way he can. Otherwise, you can even tell the counselor that please kindly consult the higher authorities and jointly come up with some decision. I am facing this problem. You can say like that. Then it can be solved. Also, the counselor is very intelligent. He doesn't manipulate or control or force anything to the counselor. He always understands the counselor properly and then gives advice.
They recommend, they means the counselors. The counselors recommend the names of qualified candidates for first and second initiation.
Yeah. So, any of you going for initiation, I remember in Bombay when Dharana Swami, he was there an initiation meeting. So he was telling that he will not look at anybody directly unless they are in the counseling system. That is what I did in order to go for initiation. In our temple also I follow the same system. Like, you know, anybody wants to bring anybody for initiation, the counselor should come and tell me that this is my counselee and he has been around for 3 years or 2 years, 16 rounds chanting and following principles, and I am very confident I can vouch for him. I can confidently say that this person can go for initiation. So there is another rule that counselor alone cannot recommend a person for initiation. He plus two more counselors also should know that person. The rule is that three counselors should know each candidate. That's the rule. That is why we have made a study group. You all saw in the study group, you have got two people who are watching you. There are two facilitators. Plus you have your counselor who is different from those two people. Right? Is there anyone here who is attending a study group that your own counselor is taking study group for you? Is there anyone here? Like that. Your own counselor is taking study group for you. See, it's not happening because we arranged it like that. That's how we arranged this Saturday study group meeting. There is not even one. That's how we organized it. So that your counselor will know you plus two more counselors will know you. That was the whole idea. So if three people know you and they all the three are recommending us, we are confident this boy can go, then you will be sent for initiation. Yeah.
The counselors are expected to provide useful inputs to the board of counselors and to actively participate in its meetings.
This is the board meeting which is held once in a month where all the counselors come together and they are supposed to give inputs to the meeting, yeah.
The counselors should exhibit exemplary behavior in terms of sadhana, service and behavior.
For example, the counselor is expected to attend programs himself. For example, if there is a study group, it's not that he can be, you know, loitering here and there, or he can be sleeping in the ashram, not taking the study group. Or he cannot, It's not that he is missing all the programs. He doesn't attend any program himself. He may be giving classes, but he is not attending himself. So that's very important. Even the OCs, the overall coordinators, and the branch manager and such people holding positions, it's very important that they attend all the meetings in time. You know, when Krishna Swaran Prabhu had come, we made a survey, who are the people who came after 7 o'clock? We got about 30-35 names. So we have the list with us. One devotee, one IVF devotee has prepared it. 7, 7:10, 7:13, you know, 7:28, you know. Like that, this list is going on up to almost 8:40. The last person came at 8:40. So we got the list of names, and in that list, we found, to our great surprise, many of them are like senior devotees. Some of them initiated also. Just see, Krishna Swaran Prabhu is such a valuable person, his association is so rare. If there was a study group on that day, everyone would be rushing in time at 7 o'clock. Because everyone knows there is no study group, today it's a general program, who is going to watch us, you can go late, little late, you know. So, they might have left at 8 o'clock, 8:05. So, the last person reached at 8:40, you can imagine, almost the lecture was over the time, by the time. So, it's a very bad example. His Grace Kauntey Prabhu had come to Pune, he was so angry when this question was asked about punctuality. So some devotee was telling him that what to do, Prabhuji, you know, people are not able to come in time. So he was so, he said, whether people come in time or not, you have to start in time, he said. He was telling about in the West also, if they say class is at 6:30 or 7, means it starts at 7. Even if there is only one person, it starts like that. And people also keep punctuality. When they say 7 to 8, they don't expect you to go 1 minute after 8. They don't expect you to, start 1 minute after 7. So, all of you are educated people here. You all are engineers and doctors. So, it is expected that you understand this concept. You have to be very professional in anything you do. Then you will be respected by worldly people also when you go out. Be professional. Don't be... I actually was planning to send that list to all the bases to be put in the notice boards of the bases. The latecomers. Then later on I felt that it will be like humiliating these devotees. Then I kept the list with myself. I have it in my file now. And if you're curious, can come and talk to me. So, in this way, the devotees have to be exemplary. As you are growing, you should be exemplary, as he said just now.
The counselor should maintain harmonious, loving relation with other counselors and devotees in the community.
Yeah. A counselor cannot be quarrelsome with other counselors. He cannot have ego clashes with other counselors. You are big or I am big. So that kind of attitude, if somebody has, then he cannot be elevated to the platform of a counselor. Actually speaking, the counselor, for a counselee, is representing the guru, representing the entire Guru Shishya Parampara. I can confidently say in my own personal life, when I had met Devamrita Prabhu, when I was attending his programs in IIT, when we would be attending his program, hearing the lectures from him, meeting him personally, clarifying our doubts, problems and everything, the kind of appreciation, the love and the concern that we got from him, we were feeling the presence of Krishna that was exuding through his body. That's what attracted us to that personality, that person. The smile, the charm, the cheerfulness, the gentle dealings, the nature with which he would deal with us, the inspiration that he would give us. So that means the counselor's role is very vital for a counselee, because the counselee also observes whether the counselor is in good terms with other counselors. Because if the counselee finds that the counselor is always criticizing other counselors, he pulls their leg down, says that he is like this, he is like that, I am the only one good, you know. Then nobody will believe in him. Then that becomes loss of trust. So this is for the counselors, that they deal lovingly with one another. Next.
If a counselee expresses a desire for changing his counselor, it is a counselor's responsibility to encourage and facilitate the change. Removing any perceived fears or worries or awkwardness in the mind of the counselee.
Yeah. So sometimes somebody may want to change a counselor and they don't have to fear. They can either go and tell the counselor directly, if you are fearful, then directly can come to IVF. That approach the coordinator, assistant coordinator in IVF, and tell them that I want to have a change of counselor. And you can get the counselor changed. Also, one more point is the counselor can also abstain from counseling. Say that, you know, my load is so much that I don't want to be a counselor for a year. Or I don't know, I feel that I am unable to manage my own life. How can I manage so many people under me? It becomes difficult. So in Bombay also, 2-3 counselors have withdrawn. Like one Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu was a doctor. He wanted to withdraw from the system. So he also withdrew and he was permitted also. So one can do that. Like in our temple also, Ramananda Prabhu did not want to be a brahmachari counselor. He only wanted to be a student counselor. He said to counsel brahmachari, I need little more maturity and time and everything. So I need some time. So he preferred to be only a student counselor. So then Shyamala Prabhu also said, although I am made a counselor, I don't want to be a counselor for some time. After 6 months, 1 year, whenever I feel competent, I'll check up. Similarly, even the existing counselors, any of them feel that they are not able to counsel well. They want to get themselves trained more in the art of counseling and guiding people. They can withdraw from counseling also. It's permitted. Any of them. In which case, their counselors will be handed over to other counselors, but they have to make the other choice. Like the second, third, fourth, fifth choice, whatever they give, accordingly they will be allotted like that. Yeah.
Yes. Responsibilities of counseling.
Now it's very important. Everyone can keep your ears alert. Responsibilities of counselee. Yeah.
Everyone needs care, attention, love, guidance, correction, support, training, monitoring, etc. in spiritual life. To remain safe as well as to make advancing in Krishna consciousness. All these are done by the counselor selflessly to help the counselee elevate himself gradually. In fact, even after one gets a job, out of Pune, wherever one is, one can keep in touch with the counselor through email and phone and get guidance.
For example, Rakesh MP is in Ahmedabad, but he is in very close touch with Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. Similarly, Gaurang Prabhu guides many people in the north. So the counselee feels so warm and comfortable. I came to know when Rakesh MP came to Pune, he told me how much volumes and volumes of guidance he has taken from Chaitanya Charan Prabhu when he came to Pune. I came to know that. Through phone, sometimes he would talk 15-20 minutes on phone from Ahmedabad. Isn't it? Ahmedabad, he would be talking. Sometimes he writes mails also. When I see the mailboxes, I see so many counselors guiding their counselees even when they go out. So counselors also do it in a very selfless way.
This being the case, the counselor should gratefully accept the counselor as a Shiksha Guru and take his instructions and advice seriously. While clarifications to make the instruction clear and precise are welcome, the counselee should not be neglectful either about the meeting or the instructions given. If one is always eager to pose problems to counselor but is neglectful in following the instructions with respect to sadhana, studies, personal life, services, etc., or ignoring the regular meetings, then one cannot make tangible progress in Krishna consciousness.
Like there was one devotee, so he came to me with problems, severe problems. He wanted me to hear him almost 2 hours. I was very hard pressed for time, but I heard him patiently. After 2 hours, I sat with him, and then point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I told him, these 5 things you do, your life will be free from all problems. And you can pursue Krishna consciousness nicely. And after 3 months again, he came, you know, he was feeling almost like suffocating with problems. He came and told me that, Prabhuji, I want your time. And again he wanted to go, and when he was telling the problems, I told him, these problems, what you say, it seems I have heard from somebody before, no? And then after a while, and he said, I only told you, Prabhuji, 3 months ago, he told me. So he told the same problems again, after 3 months. Then I understood that, you have the same problems now. And then I recollected, I gave you some solution, 5 points, do you have them? Did you follow them? I said, no, Prabhuji, no, I didn't have time, I never saw them, you know, I just lost it somewhere, no. So then I said, then why are you coming to me? So, if a counselor gives you some instruction, if you don't apply it in your life and you are not solving the problem, then what is the use of counseling you? Then the counselor loses enthusiasm to guide you. Sometimes a counselee may manipulate a counselor to tell a decision that he wants him to tell. He may do that. So, this kind of work, if a counselee does, he will not get much help from the counselor. If the instruction is given, you should immediately follow. Like if a counselor sees you are a lazy person, he may tell you, okay, every morning you get up at 3:30. See, for a lazy person who gets up at 4:25 and takes a bath, somehow he rushes with only the dhoti in the temple with the kurta on the shoulder. Somehow he comes to put this, this thing. If a counselor says you get up at 3:30, can you imagine how will he get up? You will find that he will be still dragging 4:15, 4:20. So if he doesn't follow the instruction, then the counselor will lose enthusiasm to give him any instruction. This is one example I am telling you. Similarly, we can tell many things. See, when counselor gives instruction, that is for urine purification, the counselor may tell you that you are over endeavoring. Give it up. Now you should study Bhagavatam every day 1 hour. Because you have a nature to go to the other extreme. But you study 1 hour. If he tells you, then you have to follow it. Then if he tells you, don't over endeavor in this direction. Give it up. So, the counselor's advice is very helpful. The counselor should take it to his heart. And he should regularly attend the meetings. He should not neglect the meetings.
Even if one could not make it for the meeting, one should inform the counselor and meet personally to know what happened in the meeting.
This is real sincerity. Like if the meeting has happened, and then you have to go for some interview or something, and then you come in the evening and you go and meet the counselor and you sit with him and have a chat. Prabhuji, I really miss your meeting in the morning. What topic were you taking, you know? What happened in the meeting? What all happened? Then the counselor feels very nice. That means this person has interest. He sincerely wanted to come, but he couldn't because of some serious engagement. He understands. But the counselor is missing meeting after meeting after meeting and never shows up. Once in a blue moon, he says, "Hi, counselor, how do you do?" Then what kind of counselor is that?
The counselors generally conduct the meetings twice a month, and when they are out of station, the counselor should attend the meeting of the second choice counselor, SCC. If he is also out of station, then the third choice counselor, and so on. The counselee should not miss the twice a month meetings. Regular attendance to meetings, minimum 75% required, and to be on time. If absent, should give prior intimation and a letter with proper reason to the counselor. Should realize that they need to actively participate, thereby contributing to the success of the system. Those who do not attend these meetings regularly, without giving proper reasons, choose to withdraw themselves from the system. They make themselves uneligible to go for yatras or be offered more responsible services.
Yeah. So, we are coming to the concluding part. The difference between counselors and authorities, which is very important to know. Actually, I made a flowchart here and I didn't have enough time to make copies and distribute and all. But you will see it in the IVF, you will be putting it up. I learned this when I went to an ICC meeting. When I went to one of the ISKCON Continental Committee meetings, they were speaking about this kind of thing, so we understood. You will find sometimes a problem when authorities give you some instruction and counselor may say just the opposite. Sometimes it may happen. Like authorities may say, "Come on, go out, work hard, preach, get people," you know. And counselor may say, "No, you should read. You should read, you should go to bed in time. You should study." So you will find sometimes a tug of war between authorities and counselors like that. So we have to know in IVF system and in temple system how the authority is flowing. From Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada made a GBC for whole of ISKCON. And every ISKCON temple is cared for by the GBC. Like one GBC may have 20 temples under him. So in Pune also we have GBC. And there are two GBC representatives from the main body GBC in Pune. His own is Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj and his own is Sadhanath Maharaj. These are the two GBCs of Pune. And under the GBC there is temple president. And under the temple president we have the congregation counselors, the different departments, and we also the director of base. See, we are not calling nowadays IYF as IYF, we are calling it as base. Because base, when you say, base includes Bhakti Prava school, it includes the Bhakti Vriksha for youth, that is Hindi, English, everything. And it also includes IYF. It includes the three things. and IJYF. IJYF, IYF, Bhakti Viksha and BPS, these four things. There may be some overlap of BPS and IJYF, and IJYF and IYF, sometimes Bhakti Viksha and IYF, there may be some overlap. But these four things come under base, we call it as base, Belfrant Academy for Culture and Education. So this was done in one of our meetings, I don't know whether all of you are aware of it. Instead of calling it as IYF, when you say IYF, you are limiting it only to the youth between 18 to 23 or 25. But when you say base, this base is all encompassing term. Later on we are planning to get it registered also, so that we can approach any organization with this name base. And I have heard many others are also using this base term now, all over is gone now. In North and many other places, they told me that this name is so nice that any institution accepts us very easily without knowing that we are ISKCON. So there's advantage in having this name as base. So when we go to schools, children's schools, we will call us youth wing, the children wing of base. We will call ourselves the children wing of base, Bhaktapuras school. And when you go to colleges, we will call ourselves the youth wing of base, like that. And IJYF is also the junior youth wing of base, like that. So everything comes in this one family of base. So in our temple, the president and the director are one, two in one. The same person happens to president director. It may happen that if somebody else is appointed as president, the director of base is supposed to work under that president. Whoever is the president, he is supposed to work under the president. So from Prabhupada, there are GBCs, from GBCs there are temple president, and temple president, the director of base, and working with the director are the coordinator, assistant coordinator. Anybody knows who is the current coordinator? Yes? Murari Prabhu is the current coordinator. And assistant coordinator? Anybody else? Actually, these things are supposed to be told in meeting like this. We never did that. Although we just put up on the notice board, Ramnath Prabhu is the assistant coordinator. So, we have planned in IYF that every year we will have two to people, like Murari Prabhu and Ramnath Prabhu now. Similarly, Gausinda Prabhu and Acharyatna Prabhu. And who is the third one? Rajivasi Prabhu and Shamal Prabhu. So we have made this kind of teams and they will be rotating every year. So for the current academic year means June, this July to next July. Murari Prabhu and Ramcha Prabhu are running. So they are coordinator and assistant coordinator. So they are working directly with me and they will be giving report of entire IVS activities happening on all the bases. And under this coordinator and assistant coordinators, there is Bhaktapala School, and Bhaktapala School has got internal and external coordinators. Internal coordinator is Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, assisted by Ramanand Prabhu for Bhaktapala School. And external coordinators are Rasindra Mataji and who is the other one? She is the only one. Krishnakshar Prabhu and Rasindra Mataji, they are running the external coordination of BPS. So this comes under that, under them, and also Bhakti Viksha for youth, which is done in Hindi, English, both. There are many Hindi devotees in our temple doing Bhakti Viksha program. I don't know whether you all know all the names. Sachinandan Prabhu's Bhakti Viksha is very successful. He has got more than 20-25 boys. There is Gajavilas Prabhu, Gauranga Pran Prabhu, Parthamitra Prabhu, Puntarik Vidyanath Prabhu, Lakshmi Narayan Prabhu, Sri Sri Radha Kunjivari Prabhu, Sri Keshav Prabhu, Kailash Chandra Prabhu, Prem Nivas Prabhu, Aniruddha Prabhu and Sri Keshav Prabhu Junior. So senior juniors. So two Sri Keshav Prabhu we have. So these are all Hindi or Marathi Bhakti Viksha counselors. We all have Bhakti Viksha meeting also. And they are connecting very effectively and many, many youngsters are becoming devotees through that. And of course there is Akinchan Prabhu and Balagun Prabhu also, they also do Bhakti Viksha. And they are already in the counselor list, they are already there. So these are all, some of them are counselors and some of them are assistant counselors in this list. So that also comes under this base. And we have, then we have ISKCON Youth Forum. And in ISKCON Youth Forum we have the managing board. You all know the managing board, all the overall coordinators, branch managers, acting managers and the teachers. That's the managing board. And we have the youth counselors. So now you will see that the instructions come from the coordinator and assistant coordinator and is distributed to all the colleges, the youth bases. We distribute it to all the youth bases and it is being followed. Sometimes if you see a discrepancy between the instruction of your authorities in the base, like the overall coordinator tells you, do this. Say your oral coordinator is giving you heavy services which are too much taxing, you are not able to sleep well, you are not able to study well, then naturally you should go to your counselor. Then the counselor will study your situation and he is supposed to talk to the oral coordinator. They both will have a meeting and discuss amongst themselves. And the oral coordinator will tell him the demands and the counselor will say, they both will have bargaining. So the oral coordinator will say, please give him a little more, you know, I also need him. The counselor will say, please allow him some time to study and sleep, you know. So they will do some little pulling, pushing, bargaining in a loving way. And then they will come to agreement, they will come to understanding. And then the counselor will call and tell you that, you know, you can utilize your time like this, see here you are wasting your time. You should do this, you should do that and everything. And then you will see that the instruction given by the OC as well as the counselor is the same. It is matching with one another. So that's what is supposed to be done. So the counselor, see, this is the line of authority, counselor flows like this. That means the counselor is supposed to aid the authorities. That is supposed to be the counseling system. This is perpendicular. Whereas the authority flows from top to bottom, whereas counseling is in between. That means the counselor helps the counselee to follow the instructions of authority in a smooth way by taking care of his body, mind and soul. That is the counselor. Is it clear? So now, what if the authority is overly demanding and he just doesn't pay any heed to the counselor? Counselor is giving, after even discussing some terms with the authorities, the counselor finds that the authorities are again back to square A. And the counselor can complain to the coordinator as coordinator, or he can complain to me directly. Then some action can be taken. But it is very important that the counselor discusses with authorities. It should never happen like this, that here is a counselee, one side the authorities are pulling, one side the counselor is pulling another thing. And it has happened in the past, I am not joking, it has happened in the past. They found that the counselor says, hey, you are not reading at all, I see that your reading is completely blank. Now you have to compensate for all the past. You have to read every day 2 hours. And you should sleep 10 to 4. 6 hours you have to sleep. And no follow-up, no preaching. You just do your college studies and do your sleep and, do your reading and sadhana perfectly. That's enough. And then after that the counselor goes and the authority comes. Come on, these are the list, go and follow-up. He does just the opposite. So my boy may be torn between the two. And I don't want to see that happening. So this kind of, if anybody has any doubts in this, please kindly feel free to ask. If anybody, or if any counselors want to add anything to this, they can add also. I want to make this very, very clear, so that we can smoothly run our activities.
You're telling that the counselor is like a lubricating grease in the machine. It smoothens the working, but the working is what is important.
Yeah, he is giving a good example. He is saying the counselor or the counseling system is like a lubricant. Like the machine should be doing and producing work, isn't it? The machine should be producing the products which can be, sold and profits can be made for the company. So when the Prabhupada said, keep the wheels moving, Prabhupada once said, it should never happen that we have so many problems that the train gets stuck up and stands in one place and doesn't move. The wheels should be moving. And in order for the wheels to keep moving, the lubricant is required, otherwise they will make sound. Creaking, cracking sound they make. So that sound due to friction. So the counseling system is such an eye system that it helps the counselees to understand themselves. What is my capacity? What is my ability? How much should I do? How much can I want? So the counselor helps by consulting with authorities. He helps the counselee to know his own talents and traits and everything. And he smoothens out the situation. Yeah. It's a good example.
I have a question. As we see that the counselor is the main devotee who is, kind of involving himself in the life of the counselee and guiding him, etc. So what would be the role of a preacher if he is preaching to some people, some devotees, boys, whoever, but who are not his counselees? Because preaching again also wouldn't be just talking. I mean, it would also involve a personal touch. So if somebody is preaching, it's possible because so many devotees are going to different places. Somebody may be preaching somewhere, but all the people who are attending his weekly program may not be his counselees.
Yeah.
So in that case, how does the preacher involve himself in the life?
As far as I understand, a preacher, what the role of a preacher is like this. When a preacher goes, it's not that he is impersonal with the people, but he can be very personal with the audience. He can even know every one of them by names. I can tell you my personal example. When I go for a preaching program to Mayapur base, I know many of the boys coming to the program by their names, the junior group, many of the boys by names. I call them by their names. I answer their questions. I keep the session interactive. After the program, some of them meet and ask me questions. So on a philosophical level, I clarify the things. But when they come to me and ask me some personal question, I'll guide them to their counselor. I'll tell them that your counselor will be able to give you better advice because he knows you better. I guide them like that. But the preacher also has a very great influence in the life of a counselor, in the life of a candidate, student. And the preachers also should give themselves to the best of their ability, whatever they can give. But as Krishna Shripa raised this good question, it is very important that we should not give advice like a self-appointed advisor. Like I remember when I was in Bombay temple once, one guest devotee asked Giriraj Swami Maharaj, "Maharaj, if a devotee feels that enough is enough, you know, I just want to abandon my business. Now I am already, you know, 38 years or 40 years. I have earned a lot of money. I just want to give up everything. I just want to take sannyas, you know. Although my son is, you know, 5 or 6 years old now, and I want to leave everything. Or maybe we'll be like full-time devotees, myself, my wife, and our child. And we don't like to be a part of the material world. So what should I do?" You know, he asked. And then he very coldly, Maharaj told him, "That you should consult with your Guru Maharaj," he told him. "You should consult your Guru." One answer he gave, finished. He didn't answer anything in connection to that. Similarly, sometimes what a counselee does, he asks his counselor, "What should I do?" And then counselor says something, and then that is not very palatable. Then he goes to another preacher. "Tell you, what do you feel about this?" And he wants to test the pulse of the preacher, whether he says something different. And then the preacher says something opposite to what his counselor said, and it is palatable and easy. Then he says, "Okay, I'll take this advice." And he follows that and tells everyone, "You know, I'm not whimsical, you see. That preacher told that we can do like that, no problem, you know. He'll say like that." So it's a very, very bad thing. That's why the preachers should go, give them philosophy, preach. Philosophically, you can guide them to any extent. When it comes to a personal life, like their sleeping, their eating, their morning sadhana, their coming into base, like some boys come and ask me, "Puj, can you join the base?" No. If you consult a counselor, that's the first question I'll ask them. If you ask your counselor, no, Puj, so first talk to your counselor. Then when I ask the counselor, "Can you join the base?" "Puj, that person, don't even talk of him." He will say, "He has this problem, that problem, he cannot join." You know? So, we don't admit people like that directly. That is why we should always, everyone should naturally guide a person to his counselor. Like that. And the counselor also should not be independent in giving decisions. And they should consult the authorities. And they can consult the preacher also, if they want to know more. In this way, the counselor is actually one who guides your personal life. Yeah. Anything else? Anybody wants to add to this? Anybody wants to ask a question? Mic can be given. Arun, please.
Prabhuji,
yeah?
Regarding a younger based, like you are coming as a preacher,
yeah,
and like Sundarshan Prabhu is my counselor.
Yeah.
So means in that case, if you say something, but it's not accordance with the Sundarshan Prabhu's instruction, what he is telling me to do. And when I tell him the same thing that you are telling like this, so means you are senior to him also, means you are the main person here. So regarding that, then what we should do?
For example, you will tell him that Prabhuji, you are saying like this, but that Prabhuji is saying like that in the class. So what should I do? Then what he should tell you, he should tell you that, okay, Arun, you keep waiting for a week, and next week I'll tell you what you should do. And then he should come and consult with me. So he will come and tell me that, "Prabhuji, this is my understanding. I gave guidance to my counselor like this, but you told something in the class which was opposite to mine. So I want to clarify my understanding with you." So he will tell me like this. Then we both will have a discussion and I'll explain things to him. And we will see which is right and we will discuss. And then he will come back to you and give you guidance like that. That is the way it should be. So no counselor is supposed to be behaving in this way that, "No, what can I do? You know, I can only do this for you, but Radhesham is Radhesham, you know. You know, ultimately, you know, nobody can, you know, if he decides something." In those days, it was like that. In the early days, sometimes project after project we will be coming up with first, second, third, fourth, fifth, you know. And all the preachers will be crying literally. New new projects will come. We used to have debate competition. We had Bhagavad Gita contest competition. In between we had marathon distribution also, Bhagavad Gita distribution colleges. They had one time program, succession program. And every weekend we had summer camps. And many preachers didn't get sleep. Morning practically everyone will be sleeping and chanting. The morning. Then some devotees took some guts to come to me. Two, three of them came to my office. You know, collecting whatever little guts they had, they told me, Prabhuji, we want to, reveal our heart to you, you know. We have this kind of problem, it appears that you are too enthusiastic. So, for the first time I began thinking, oh really? I thought that everyone is happy and blissful. I thought everyone is completely engaged. Everyone said, we are not completely engaged, we are over engaged. Then we made some changes, we cut down many things after that. Then only our meetings became very strong. We called all the seniors for a meeting like that. So sometimes it may happen that I say one thing and the counselors may say another. In which case, when you tell them, the counselor should not talk to you at all. He shouldn't say that, you know, that is Radhesham's mood. So you just tolerate him. That's not a proper thing. They should come and ask me. Because you told like this in your class, that boy is asking me. So the counselor should come and ask me. That's the right procedure. Huh? Thank you for... So, in outspoken way, revealing this, it's very important for many devotees. Yeah. Yeah, yes. Switch your mic with you. Yeah.
Many times when we reveal our problem to the counselor, mostly they are brahmacharis. So, there are some problems like dealing with non-devotees or washing of clothes, when to wash like that. So these problems means the grahasthas better can tell, like better than brahmachari. So many times I at least feel not to tell like this problem to a counselor. So
that is why some devotees, very young devotees like Vikram Pandit also. Vikram Pandit is here. Vikram Pandit? Probably he had the average meeting. But Vikram Pandit also wanted to join grahastha counselor. He must be just 21, I think. Similarly, any of you here feels more comfortable in revealing your problems to a grahastha counselor, even if you are 19 or 20, you can accept. It's permissible. There is absolutely no problem. There is no rule in IYF that you have to accept only the IYF brahmachari counselors. There is no rule like that. That's why I said, as I told you, even those who want to become grahastha, some of them want to be with brahmachari counselors, even if they are 24, 25. At the same time, if any of you is only 20 or 21, but as Shirish was telling now, actually, you see, these brahmacharis who are sitting here, it's not that they all have descended from Goloka or Vaikuntha, and they had no experience of material world. Many times, when we all talk in our own classes, because we have also passed through college, like you have passed, we have also our pants and shirts also. We also have lived in the room, walking with chappals inside the room. And we also have lived with boys who had nasty posters in their rooms. And we have seen boys drinking and boozing after the exams. We witnessed all these things. These are not, that is one of the beauty of our IYF. That the brahmacharis are young and they have had experience in the college. And they, in fact, you tell me answer to this question. Sannyasis are guiding husband and wife how to live a Krishna conscious grihastha life. Has a sannyasi experienced the grihastha life? Now he's advancing. You know, how is he able to guide? That is the reason that he said, just like if you see Ararat Towers from ground level, it will appear like a big building. But then when you go to the top on a plane, you know, it will look like a matchbox, you know. You can get the bird's eye view of the entire Pune if you go on an aeroplane. Similarly, when one becomes transcendental, he can see who is suffering what kind of problem from the top. He can get a bird's eye view of even a grihastha couple, husband and wife, say sannyasi, without having to experience grihastha ashram. He can understand what the wife is suffering, what the husband is suffering. Because he has that renunciation and the purity that helps him to achieve some direction from the Paramatma, Super Soul, who gives him direction from the heart, and he is able to guide grihasthas. In the same way, we expect that the brahmacharis here, who also have a college life experience in the hostels, living in the hostels, and they have also lived, and they are also interacting with boys living in colleges, that they will be able to give all around guidance for the body, mind and soul. They will be able to give guidance, and they have been giving also. And many of the counselors are very satisfied in that. But if any of you feel that these are brahmacharis, and what do they know? They are sadhu standing and dancing, you know, in the ashram. They don't know our practical difficulties. Then you can also accept a practical grihastha who is also working, who is also know, living in the world, then you can accept them also. There is no restriction like that. That's a good point. I think I will add that point also in our notes. We will add that point. Actually, that was one of the reasons, like Gautam Prabhu is saying, we send the grihasthas to the bases, like Jayadev Prabhu and Rasavigra Prabhu and other devotees. So you could accept either Krishnashila Prabhu or one of the grihastha counselors. If you want to accept them as counselor, you can accept them as counselor. Or if you want to take only practical guidance on these things, you can accept practical guidance. Yeah. Actually, Gautam Prabhu is making an interesting point. He is saying that you can have a counselor as Brahmachari who is guiding you in philosophy and everything other things. But for one or two things, if you want to take such guidance like what Shirish is saying, you can accept like that. But if you totally feel that let them only give me guidance in my total spiritual life, then also you can take that as a counselor. There is no problem. Yeah. See, if you are having a double counselor, like you know, you have Brahmachari counselor and the Grihastha counselor also, then you have to keep telling the Brahmachari counselor that, especially with respect to base situation. For example, if you are not doing any service in base, and somebody comes and asks you, an authority tells you, what about your service? No, I have talked to my Grihastha counselor. If you say like that, then they will not know. That's why the proper coordination is required in doing that. You can say that I took guidance like this and he has given me this guidance I am taking. Otherwise you can come and tell me also. Otherwise you should tell the base OC. It's very important. So they have to be aware that you are being guided like this, whether it is proper or not, has to be clarified and everything. Yeah. Any other question behind?
One more thing. Yeah. When grihasthas come to give lectures, they immediately after lecture they go away. So sometimes they should give for
I have told them this. I got the same complaint from other bases also. I have told the grihasthas now. They are saying they have to go to their office. Then I suggested another thing to them. Then don't give a long lecture. Just speak for half an hour and allow them to interact with you for half an hour more. You know, I told them like that. We will try to do that from January when they come again. We will try to do like that. Anil?
Yes. Hey Krishna. Guruji, like in some cases like me, that we are more closer to preacher like previously when we don't have constant.
Nothing wrong.
So means like now like they almost know our background. And on that background, if some problem occurs, then it's like, we feel that it is easy to approach preacher than to counselor, because we have to tell the whole history to counselor. So in such case, we should prefer.
So one of the problems in IYF is that we have been changing so many counselors in the past. Because, you know, like, some of the counselors are outstation travelers, like Vijayavasi Prabhu, you know. Balagandhu is going, Shamrupu is going outstation. So when they are away, then you have to talk to other people. You have to go to the second counselor. This kind of problems are there. Okay, you take guidance from the preacher, but then you should report to your counselor that this kind of guidance you took from the preacher. Actually, like Gautam Prabhu is coming to your base, for example, Shiva Sangan base. Ideally speaking, he is not supposed to sit with you and hear all the problems of your past, one after another, and then give you guidance. Then it becomes counseling only. He should encourage you to go to your counselor. And he will do that. He is a preacher. Although he also has no time, because he has many other responsibilities to do also. So, it may take little trouble and time to explain to your counselor, but it's very valuable. Because tomorrow if you get a job outside Pune, then Gautam Prabhu, how many mails can he write you regularly? He has got hundreds of people writing worldwide, and he is unable to give time. So your counselor will be able to give time, like recently Pranil, for example, Pranil, isn't it? Pranil wrote to him, he wrote to me, and we also replied to him. But then he told that you have to accept a counselor. He both will not be able to write to you every now and then. So in the same way, it's better for you to accept a person as a counselor and tell him taking out your valuable time. Make the counselor understand the things. From preacher you can derive inspiration, there's nothing wrong in that. Or one or two points you can take guidance, which you should report to counselor that that preacher came and I asked him this and he told me like this, Prabhuji, I'm going to follow that, is it alright? That you can tell the counselor. Practically the counselor should know almost everything about you, it's very important.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you said that even if we are 21, we can go to Grihasthas, we can choose a
Grihasthas. If you want to.
Yeah, yeah. But Prabhuji, devotees used to tell like, even if we want till the age of 23, 24, we should have Brahmachari training. So to nicely settle in Grihastha Ashram.
Yeah.
So how is this? Even if we want, then
that is the reason why you find so many brahmacharis here around, because we want everyone to take proper student training and then go to Grihastha Ashram, as you rightly said. But some people may feel some kind of fear or insecurity to be under brahmacharis. There are boys in IVF also who saw brahmacharis and they fled from there. And later on they saw that some grihasthas also coming to base, then they came back. Okay, they assimilated some strength and they came back hoping that yes, there are also grihasthas in IVF. Yeah. Isn't it, Krishna Prabhu? I'm right or not? You can ask him. Actually, Krishna Prabhu used to share these things with me. Krishna Prabhu used to tell these things to us, that there are people like that. So there are people, actually I have seen many times, like my own friend, one of my old good friends, he came to my office and I was preaching to him, I saw that, you know, he is not showing so much ray of enthusiasm in his face, in his eyes, he is just nodding and looking here and there, you know. But then I just invited Krishna Prabhu and his wife to my office, and he is already married, you know, he had actually come to temple and his wife was there, his mother were also there. But as soon as he saw both of them, how he heard you, isn't it, that day? You can ask him. You know, he, with folded palms, with complete, you know, rapt attention, every word that he spoke, Krishna's words were like Veda work for him. Isn't it? Yeah, seriously. So, I was really stunned. Just see, I am trying to preach to this person, and he is a friend, he lived with me 3 years when I was doing B. But now he is hearing this person so well. That is why it all depends on the chemistry match. So I feel that we should give full freedom to our boys. If somebody feels they will be more feeling at home with Grihasthas, let them be with Grihasthas. What's the problem? Yeah, that one. Sachin Kobliapu wants to make a point. Yeah.
Prabhuji, with respect to the double counselor, the brahmachari and the grihastha, as we are saying that we can attend the grihastha's counselor also,
yeah,
as well the brahmachari, okay? But I think they will also have some expectation regarding rendering services, attending the programs, and as we are attending the brahmachari counselor, they will also have some expectation regarding services and attending the programs. So is it possible to manage the both the things? Means otherwise, at least I feel
for example, if you are, one is beginning grihastha now, then you can tell your brahmachari counselor that Prabhuji, I am just coming to take inspiration from a meeting, but I have enough services given, because in future going to be grihastha and you should learn to blend with grihastha. That's very very important. You cannot be all the time doing only IVF services. So if grihastha are giving you some services, you do the services and you can tell IVF brahmachari counselor that I am already doing this service, on this day I am doing this, on that day I am doing that, I am already packed with this, please kindly reduce my service, and IVF you can say like that. And that's alright, that's perfectly alright. Yeah. And also, I am sure even after marriage, some of you would like to be very much involved in IVF. Like Krishna Prabhu even now takes program in SIT college, and any one time program, and he is giving succession programs also. And there is great enthusiasm, he comes for our meetings. So, like that, even after becoming grihastha, one can be actively involved in IVF. Nothing wrong in that. Then you can tell the grihastha that I am engaged in IVF like this, and I like those services, can I continue like that? And then I will do a little bit of service, whatever they give, you know. But one thing is to clarify to both the people, so that they know that you are doing, that they are aware. Isn't it? Yeah. You can take this mic. He is telling that both counselors can have understanding. Like if you are taking a grihastha counselor, he and the brahmachari counselor can meet together and they can know what all you are doing. Starting out. So the same type, like I was telling, authority and the counselor in the meeting. The same way counselor can meet. Yeah, that's a good idea. So all questions are clarified. Now I don't see any hands up. Okay, one hand up. Yeah. Arun?
Guruji, regarding initiation, means much more clarification is required.
Actually, for initiation, one can take initiation from any guru. As you know, in Pune, we have almost 10 gurus in Pune. I was telling 6 gurus, but somebody clarified it's 10. Like we have Gopashamara, we have Ravanath Swami, we have Lokanath Swami, sometimes occasionally Giridhar Swami comes, there is Bhatchar Swami, there is Radha Govind Swami, and there is Japataka Swami, Shridhar Maharaj, Prithu Prabhu, Gaurala Prabhu, Prithu Prabhu, Sohatra Maharaj, anybody else? Navayavendra Maharaj, Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, anybody else? Satyanandan Maharaj, Jayadev Swami Maharaj, anyway, you all have seen all these gurus coming to Pune. So one can take initiation from anybody. But as far as the IVF standard goes, I am planning to talk to all these Maharajas, like Lokanath Swami, Kavasha Maharaj, or Prominent and Rajana Swami Maharaj, that we have a certain standard in IVF and we want to hand over boys to them only when they have achieved a certain status. Like 3 years of chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna and following the four related principles, minimum 3 years one should be following this kind of standard. And also one should have been in a counselor system, attending the counselor meetings regularly. And three counselors should authorize that person. Yes, this person can go for initiation like that. This is going to be the trend in future in IVF for initiation. After initiation also, from any guru you take initiation, one can continue under the same counselor if one wishes. Or else if one wants to have a change, like if somebody takes from Lokanath Swami Maharaj, then Kesha Prabhu may give some services, Jaman Prabhu may give some services. If they want to be under that group, they can be. Or they can be with the same counselor, that's no problem. If they want to continue the services in IVF, they can continue. Yeah. Is it clear for everyone? Yeah, that behind, there's a question behind.
Prabhuji, if one wants to be a brahmachari, what are the requirements? Only not marrying, or does he have to leave his parents and everything, home?
If one wants to, actually you can take brahmachari training first and then decide what you want to be in future first. So that we call as BTG we call. Like you can join one of the bases, you live in the base, and then, or you come to temple where regularly we have a BTG also, we call it Mahajan flats, we call it. So there are devotees living and attending the morning programs, you know, they come for the temple. So morning and evening you will be rendering seva in the temple. And daytime you will go for your college or job. Not college, you will be going for job like that. That is also a kind of brahmachari training. And then later on, if you are very inspired by that, if you want to join, leave the job and take 1 year training in the ashram. You know, like if you have your own business, you want to close it for 1 year and you want to come to ashram for 1 year, take training and go back and get married. Or if one wants to shave up and join the ashram, that's why there are four levels. first level, you are practicing from outside and you have to get connected to one of the devotees, one of the counselors. And then second step is to become BTG. Then after BTG, if you want to join the ashram, you can become a BT, Brahmachari training. Then you will be moving into ashram, but you will be wearing white and white, you will be shaven head like that. Now even in BTG there are two. There is BTG part-time, BTG full-time. BTG part-time are the working BTGs, we call them. They work in the daytime, morning, evening they do seva. Full-time BTG means they leave the job, but they still maintain hair. And they will be doing seva, they are full-time BTG. And the third is BT, means they join the ashram and they wear white dress, but they shave up. And after 1 or 2 or 3 years of living, then they accept saffron. Then they will be like full-fledged brahmacharis in the ashram. And even after taking saffron, still if they feel like, after years they feel that I want to have a change of ashram, I want to marry, still they are allowed, they can marry. It's clear?
In the brahmachari order, one has to renounce everything.
In other ashram, one of course has to give up mother, father, a job and everything and live in the ashram, if one wants to live inside the temple, the ashram. Also, if one wants to live with mother, father, everything, one can also be a grihastha brahmachari. What's a grihastha brahmachari? Grihastha brahmachari means husband and wife keep Krishna at the center of their life. And they lead such a life where they have sex for procreating children, and they lead a very, very pure life. They rise early in the morning, they chant Hare Krishna, they make their home into a temple. So they are also called grihastha brahmacharis. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prashant, one question, Prashant, give it to Prashant.
Hello,
as you said, to become a counselor, one should chant at least 8 rounds, or one should attend more at least 6 months IVF training, IVF meeting.
I didn't say 6 months IVF meeting. I said that.
Miss.
No, you have to be chanting 8 rounds plus. No, 6 months you should have been under the supervision of one of the counselors.
Achha.
Yeah.
If any students, parents or brothers are chanting more than 10 rounds in their home, if they also want to own counselor, but they are not able to come here because of traveling problem or money problem, then whether they will get as counselor or not?
That's a very brilliant question. You know, our Vamanadeva Prabhu, who is now living in Gwalior, so his sister, she was very inspired by Krishna consciousness. So she picked up and her mother also picked up. And they came to Pune to visit, and they were introduced to Satyavati Mataji, and she became a telephonic counselling. She was a counselling on phone. She used to talk regularly to Mataji on phone, write letters to her like that, and she would come for some counselling meetings like that. And over a period of time, she got married to her Shriniketan Prabhu here in Pune. Now she has come to Pune now. So like that, if somebody is far away from Pune, like your relatives and friends, you can guide them personally. And there are verses also. We will make a provision for that. I will request Krishna Kishore Prabhu to think about it deeply in future, how for grihasthas living outside Pune, but who are related to IVF boys. You can make some arrangement. Krishna Kishore Prabhu will talk to the grihastha counselors and he will come up with some idea for that.
We are having one temple here, Miss, they are having more attention regarding, respect to all brahmachari devotees also. Is it not possible to get them counsel as a brahmachari devotee also or not?
No, for Matajis and others, they have to be under grihastha counselors only.
If they are not Matajis?
If they are men? Like your father?
Father or brother?
See, your father may appreciate a brahmachari from a distance. But when he comes very close and sees brahmachari life, he will say, my lord, this will have been actual life. So he has to be taught how to deal with his wife, son, daughter. That can be trained very nicely only by a good grihastha. So he can come to ashram, he can meet brahmacharis, he can bring them, introduce them also. There is nothing wrong in that. But counselor's job goes even much ahead. There are certainly grihasthas who can accept him as counselor. It's possible.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Is there?
Who are like this? Who come once in 3 meetings?
You can tell.
He is saying there are many counselors in congregation like what you said, Prashant was saying now, and they are coming for once in 2 months or once in 3 months for such meetings, council meetings, from outstation, travelling some 10-15 hours. They are coming here, he is saying. They are outstation, like Tulasi Prabhu's mother and father. He made them into devotees. Now they are coming for the council meeting regularly from Saswat. Now they both have become initiated now. So it's possible for somebody from outside to take counseling also.
Hare Krishna.
Where is it? Hare Krishna.
You have fixed formal timings for the meetings, counselor meetings.
Yeah.
But usually it happens that we cannot talk personal matters in formal meetings. So for personal meetings also, there should be some time limit, minimum time limit fixed for the personal meetings also, because usually it happens the counselors are very busy. Brahmachari counselors. So students are usually free on Sundays only.
Yeah.
When they can come to temple.
Yes.
So they don't get time of brahmachari counselors.
One possibility is that Saturday is half a day for all of you, right? I was thinking that Saturday is half a day, that between two to problem is everyone is studying for test. You know? That is the time people study. 2 to 4 they study for the test, I think.
And 16 hours and
you have to cope up with that also, yeah. No, it's not that you have to come to temple and spend all time in talking. Like, you know, say you come at 2 o'clock or so, after the lunch you come, and talk to your counselor for half an hour, 1 hour, and then you can go to BRR, you can even bring your books, you can study in BRR also. You can go to IVF, till the IVF meeting starts at 7, you can be reading there.
We can pick something particularly for that, not a particular day or something, but we can pick some least, if that counselee is...
they want to come for that personal meeting, then some lower limit.
Yeah.
Should
definitely
be
personal time should be given by the counselor.
He should have his own quota.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. The counselee deserves to take some time of the counselor. But I felt that sometimes there are counselees like you belong to now Girigavardhan base. And who is the counselor? Chaitanya Prabhu. So he doesn't come there. He goes to MIT base. So you cannot get to meet him there. So only possibility is that you can meet him when you come to temple. So best is that if you tell him that Saturday afternoon is the time, if it's suitable to him. You see, you have to connect your coming to temple and meeting him. Both. Because for him to come there may be very rare. Huh? Isn't it, Chaitanya Prabhu? So all of you, all counselors, please take a note of what Saurabh is saying. It's a very important point. You should see that if your counselor belongs to a base where you never visit or you occasionally visit, then it's your duty to call them on a day when it's convenient to them also and it's convenient to you also. Huh? Fair, no? So this, yeah. Yes.
You see, the counselor, if the counselor is having greater number of counselors in a particular base, like Sundarshan Prabhu is having counselors in Mayapur base, so he can hold meetings in counselor meeting in base only. Means if he, it's possible.
But he may also have counselors on other bases, no?
So means maximum number is there because many times.
Then he has held two meetings. Like for example, if he has 12 counselors in Mayapur base and he has got 8 in other bases, then for you all, he has to come to Mayapur base to hold 12 people meeting. And for 8 people, one more meeting he has to hold 2 times. Of course, if he doesn't mind, I don't mind also. That's Sundar Shyam Prabhu.
Because Prabhuji, regarding that, previously he used to come there regularly, means, and we used to have meetings there only, so we could talk more personally there.
He says, if that is a demand, I don't mind, he's saying. I don't know, where out of humility he's saying, I don't know. Later on you can check it, huh? Later you all can clarify, if he is having enough time to take 2 meetings, he can take this. Amar? Amar, what's up?
Actually, I'm from Erigal, sir, so my college is very tight. Like morning 8 to 12 and then 2 to 6.
Did you tell your counselor? Isn't not me? Yeah.
Well, this semester is my toughest semester of my degree, so I have to work like anything. So
we all understand, yeah.
So now I'm not able to come to temple also. There is a lot of heavy submissions. So due to that, I'm not able to come to temple also. And then my counselor is not coming to my base also. because the main thing is my counselor is very busy always. So means he was out of station for some few months. So then what happening is I'm not able to come to temple also, and he's not coming to my place also. So I'm literally out of contact.
See, when your counselor is out of station, you should be attending the meetings of second choice counselor.
This means problem is that still the second choice counselor is like, I know him very well, he also knows him very well. Still, I don't know. I'm not able to open up at the extent which I was able to open up to with my first counselor.
Now your first choice counselor is back to Pune now. Don't worry. So now you can open up with your heart.
Still, before when he was there, because he is preaching in my college. So then still he is not going to any basis according to my knowledge. Still means I'm not able to meet him. Today only I met him.
Yeah. He came today only. So I can understand.
I'm hankering for his association.
So I believe this today's meeting would have clarified many of the questions that must have been lingering in all of your hearts. Actually, once I also I made a notes on even choosing a guru also. I was taking in Shiva Sangan, I think, on choosing the spiritual master. I said it is based on faith. We should have faith that this person can deliver me. This person can, I can completely follow him, and he can deliver me. That complete faith is required. And this person is inspiring me to become more Krishna conscious. That is inspiration part, the second thing. And thirdly, by coming in contact with this person, my heart is becoming transformed. So these are all symptoms by which one understands one's spiritual master. And there are also notes available. I will tell that if any of you have doubts about that, you can tell your counselor, and counselor can take a meeting for you with respect to that, and he can clarify it in your counselor meeting. One another thing, I want to seek apologies for one thing. When His Holiness Gopalakrishna Goswami Maharaj had come, I had made a notice to all the bases that the meeting, youth meeting will be 5 to 6. And then Ramakrishna Prabhu came to me and told me that Prabhuji, 5 o'clock will be too early. If you can make it little later. Then I made it 6 to 7. And then he took notice from me and he sent to all the bases. So if you all read the notice, you would have seen that I said 6 sharp, everyone should be here. I sent a notice to all the bases. But when we found, at 6 o'clock we found, there were about 35 people. And almost 15-20 of them are old men. And only 15 were youths. And it was a bad predicament. And Maharaj came once, twice, thrice, three times, and I had to send Maharaj back. Maharaj, please be in your room, I will come and call you. It became 6:15, 6:20, 6:25. And 6:25 Maharaj came here and sat, and still it wasn't very good. Crowd was pretty less. Then he started speaking till 6:45 and he wanted to do Arati. But while going to Arati, Maharaj told me, that Rasham, I couldn't do justice to the youth meeting. Why don't you tell all of them to stay back? Let them attend the next program, and then they can take prasad. So I told Maharaj, Maharaj, actually we had promised them that 6 to 7 we will do the meeting and then 7 o'clock we will give them prasad and send. But because you couldn't give a full meeting, I will tell them to wait, I said. And Maharaj liked that all of you waited and you stayed till the end and took prasad and went. And because of that, some students I got to know that they were a little angry and upset that we were promised prasad at 7 but we were not given. But I had to do that because Maharaj was not satisfied with that 20 minutes meeting, it was too short. And none of you could come at 6 o'clock sharp as you promised also. So Maharaj wanted to, actually Maharaj was even considering that he will convert the congregation program into a youth program, that youth will be sitting in the front and congregation will sit in the behind and give an English meeting. Then finally he considered the big crowd audience and said I will give in Hindi only after that. So I understood one thing, there was no enough time for me to make this notice and show to all the counselors and send it to base. I couldn't do that. I hurriedly sent it. So I seek apologies for that, because of which many of you had trouble getting prasad. I heard that some of the boys who came new from the bases, they went without prasad that day. At 7 o'clock or 7:30, it was a very bad thing. And others had to eat prasad at 9:30, 10 o'clock. So in future, we have to take very great care. Later on, I was talking to some of the OCs. They told me that the timing should never be kept so early in the evening. 6 o'clock is an impossibility. I would have told Maharaj, it's impossible to keep the youth meeting, Maharaj. Better you keep at 7. And today evening you do only youth meeting, I would have told him. Then we would have had a crowd like this. It would have been very nice. Next time he comes, we will arrange a meeting at like 7 to 9. And besides this, I'm coming to the last point. Regarding the study groups, which were held in the last semester, again, some blunder happened. That we were changing and changing and changing the leaders of study groups. Because sometimes if somebody is out, then we'll put another person in a group. So Sadhguru and Sadhguru to help the people were all, shuffling from one group to another group, we were doing like that. Because of which I heard that the morale of the groups went down considerably, that many of the students were coming to the groups, they started dropping out and the strength became very thin. Very sorry state of affairs. We had a meeting also regarding that. So that was one reason we felt. But besides that, in general, I was greatly surprised how certain students are not understanding the importance of study group. See, when we started study group, Bhakti Vriksha leaders were requesting, like Akinya Pabanda, and IJ was requesting, please take us also into study group. We took everyone. Then the group was almost 150 or 160 when we made the list. Then I told them, make it into 8 groups. No, we made 7 or 8 groups. Divided them. But then we found out that out of that 140, 150 people, only 80 are coming. 80, 90 are coming for the study group, weekly study group. It was only 16 rounders, 150, 16 rounders. And people are not giving reason also why they are not coming. They were not giving any letter also. And they are coming late. Many of them who came late for the test, I told the facilitators that if anybody comes late for the test, they have to write test during the prasadam time. That means you should participate in the kirtan, and during prasadam time you should write the test, and then you should take prasad. That was the rule we made, but then nobody followed it also. Many of them were coming in pant and shirt. They were not coming in dhoti kurta also. And the last kirtans, only one or two groups would come, other groups won't come. The last kirtan should be having a group like this. That's a big group. But then we found only some 10 people dancing in the temple hall. Everyone else will be eating prasadam here. So it was very, very unorganized and irregular. So, we all had a meeting and all of our devotees have come up with an idea. In the coming year, that is 2004, January onwards, we are going to come up with a new strategy. We found that even in the study group, not everyone is actively participating. Only a handful are participating, a majority of them are feeling, you know, as if they are punished to come for the meeting and they have to come. So, we have made three groups, preachers forum, trainee preachers forum, preparatory trainee preachers forum and junior group. So, I made four groups now. So, we will be observing how the study groups are going. Those people who come with proper dhoti kurta, who are very punctual to the meeting, they wear proper tilak, and they appear in the test and get marks above 60% marks they get in the test, and also those who are actively participating in the test, so they will be put under trainee preachers forum. And the preachers forum will consist of all the preachers, like all the counselors plus the preachers, that is preachers forum, those who are already preaching. So the trainee preachers forum will be consisting of these boys who are very actively participating and who are like appreciating the study groups now. They will be in training pictures for them. And others who have been coming late, who are coming in pantshirt, they don't take the study groups very seriously, they will be put in preparatory training pictures for them. Preparatory means like they are preparatory in the school also they have, no? Is it? Preparatory school they have? Preparing. So they will be prepared to become trainee preacher later. So there will be study group kind of setup conducted only for the trainee preachers forum. Only for them. And this kind of setup is going to be there only for those who qualify themselves to come to the trainee preachers forum. And those who are in preparatory trainee forum, there will be no study group style kind of program. There is going to be a program in the conference room only. Like the old IWF meetings we used to have. Like that all people will be put together. There will be interactive discussion. Question answers, that kind of program will be there. And they will all be like 16 numbers and everyone. So for this preparatory trainee preachers forum, one has to be a counselee. That is the condition. One has to be a counselee of a counselor. They will be coming at a preparatory forum. And below that, I said junior group, that includes everyone, including 400 to 600 who have not yet entered into the counseling system. They will all be put in junior. And for them, you may have a program in the Prasad Hall or somewhere else, we will have a program for them. That will also be a lecture and interactive question answers kind of thing. So, there will be junior, there will be preparatory training, which is also like an interactive program or group discussion. And then there is trainee preachers forum, which will be the actual study group, selected ones only will get. You have to qualify for it, only then you will be admitted in that. You want to observe it and admit people for that. And then, anybody who qualifies in this training preachers forum for 1 to 2 years, very nicely, they are speaking well and they are qualifying, they will be elevated to the preachers forum where they can also give one-time programs and DYS programs, and then they can also eventually become a counselor, like that. Is it clear? I will make these things and put it up, but I wanted to tell you because if anybody wants to ask any question regarding this, you can ask, or if you are clear about it. Are any of the counselors? Yeah, and if any of the people selected for the trainee preachers forum don't show good performance, that means they were selected for the trainee preachers forum but they started showing weakness and, you know, they are not attending regularly, they are not wearing proper dhoti kurta. Like mornings also you see sometimes base devotees come and they are wearing pant and shirt. No, that's not appreciated. When you are coming to the temple, will you ever go in dhoti kurta to your college once? Tell me, by mistake. What to do to... Sir, you know, my pant and shirt are wet, you know. That's why I came in dhoti kurta directly to college. Is there any one person here who went in dhoti kurta to college? You know, because your pant and shirt was wet. So if you follow the British style so nicely in your college, why don't you follow Vedic style in the temple? Isn't it? It's not a good question. Isn't it? No? So, we should follow that when you come to temple. You should wear dhoti kurta properly. And you are standing 16 rounds, you have to exemplify yourself. We are only lazy. If any of you feel that you have a problem, we are trying in future to keep more pigeon holes. Our Ravanpur can arrange more pigeon holes to keep things. Maybe every counselor can be given one pigeon hole, I think, probably. One big pigeon hole. All his counselors can keep their dhoti kurta there. and they can take. Amar is giving a big laugh. So, if any of you feel that, Prabhuji, you know, I don't want to travel in Gautikurta in the bus and all, okay, you can keep your Gautikurta in temple, you can come and wear here. But here the whole hall should be flooded with pure white and white, nice Gautikurtas. It should look very attractive. Nobody should be seen in pant shirt. When you come to temple, you should be in uniform in the temple. I have told it several times before. So, those who wear proper uniform to a meeting, those who get 60% plus marks, those who are actively involving and participating in the meetings, those who are very enthusiastic in the meeting, those who are growing nicely, only they will be kept in training for them. Or else they will be demoted to preparatory training preachers for them like that. And they can attend those meetings and gradually the preparatory people also can qualify to come to the training forum also, training preachers forum. So these four forums we are going to make, and we are also going to make a managers forum later, which will be for those who have a managerial aptitude. Many of the counselors, and practically all counselors are managers also, preachers also managers. But some people may not like management, so we will be making a managers forum also. So these two things, preachers forum, managers forum, and IYF, we hope that will really give a great boost to our growth of our IYF in future. So January onwards we are planning to start like this. We thought we will keep you informed. And it is possible for you to adjust your schedule. Like some of the people say that, you know, I had to go here, I had to go there. You can always adjust if you want. Because we don't take it seriously. So if you want to know the priority, one devotee was telling me, can I preach? I like preaching very much. Only in order to preach, I want to skip Saturday, Sunday, coming to temple. I said, then you cannot preach, I said. If you have to preach, the minimum condition is you should be attending the study group Saturday evening and the Sunday morning counselor meeting. These two are compulsory. Or if the counselor feels that all his counselors belong to one base and he wants to hold the meeting there, then you can skip that. But at least one morning in a week you have to attend Mangalarti in the temple, and that is preferably which morning? Sunday morning. Mangalarti is wonderful. But I see that many boys slip out Sunday night only. I don't know what they do in the bases, where they get up in the morning, we don't know. Because half the boys are here and half the people are in the bases. They take attendance that day, I don't know, Sunday morning. Horses can serve. They take attendance for Sunday morning. Why should not be going back to bases and sleeping till 9 o'clock, taking advantage that everyone is in temple and peaceful here. Like that. So you're actually supposed to be in the temple, attend at least one morning in a week. Sunday morning, it is roaring Mangalarti. Mangalarti, chanting with devotees, ecstatic it is. Now we have Bhagavatam also. Bhagavatam is between, we will keep only 1 hour Bhagavatam, 8:10 to 9:15 sharp, and 9:15 to 10 you take prasad, and if there is 10 to 12 meeting, counselor meeting, then 12 o'clock you go back, you can take 1 or 2 hours rest, then from 2 o'clock or so, you can sit for your studies, till night, 2 to 9, how many hours? 2 to 10, 8, okay. Okay, almost 6-7 hours you will get afterwards study. So this should be a trend in future. The study group on Saturday evening and Sunday morning, this kind of programs. And this much is very essential. One who is doing this can only go for frontline preaching and all. Often the frontline people say that Prabhuji, we are too busy in preaching. So we want to skip Saturday and Sunday. Now what can you preach? If you don't take inspiration here by coming in assembly of devotees together, hearing nice philosophy and discussing, attending Mangalarti, chanting, dancing with all devotees, then what can you go and preach? So, and counselor meeting, you are getting a personal attention and care in counselor meeting. So this program is very essential for everyone. One has to be a counselee and one should be doing these things in order to go for frontline also. I know that those of you are overseas and the front lines and also kitchen head and internal manager. I know that there is a lot of difficulty, you will be hard pressed for time. But you have to mold your life in such a way that you don't have to preach at all. Unless you take care of this hierarchy, I always tell in the basis, I am repeating it here. The first thing is your own health, top priority. You should have good bodily and mental health. This is the number one priority. And second priority is studies and sadhana, parallel. They both should be kept in second priority. And the third priority is preaching and services. Now, your nature may be to say that, oh, I am studying, I won't do any seva. That is why you need the counselor. And for studies also we have put a limit. What is the limit? 10. Instead of 10, 14, 18, we kept as 10, 13, 16. after going to all the bases, I realized that we will not get 14 and 18. It's not possible. So 10, 13, 16 formula you follow for the studies. And sadhana, what is the sadhana standard? Everyone must rise early in the morning. As you know the rules, 4:30, coming for shikshashakam and chanting, and all the rules you have to follow. Only when you are following the sadhana standards plus the study standard, only then you can be considered a front line for going out to preach. Otherwise you cannot preach. That comes third category. Preaching and services, that comes later. So, please remember these priorities. And you can take guidance from your counselor how to follow this plan.